Binge watching television on demand is a bit of a craze at the moment, with people watching hours of shows like House of Cards all in one big hit. But what would possess someone to sit down and watch 456 episodes of Law & Order in a relatively short period of time? Jeff Thompson from the Stevens Institute of Technology in New Jersey embarked on that marathon viewing session in order to get a better understanding of the way in which modern technology has grown in importance in our lives. Jeff Thompson, welcome to Future Tense.
Oh, thank you for having me.
What convinced you that this was a good idea? How did you get interested in looking at Law & Order as a way of, I guess, chronicling the changes that have gone on with technology over the last 20 or so years?
It seems like an odd idea at first, but Law & Order happens to be this perfect format to look at our relationship to technology, how it's changed over 20 years. The show starts in 1990 and runs until 2010, so it's this kind of ideal time where we see the rise of the personal computer, people going online, laptops, smartphones, social media, these kinds of things. And a lot of it is things that you wouldn't see in literature, history, things like that. But the show has this ripped from the headlines sort of format where it's mirroring what's happening right now. And without maybe intending it, it's sort of casually documented all kinds of things like what the mice that we used look like, where the computer might be placed in a room, all these kinds of incidental things.
And it provides not just a document, if you like, on the way in which our devices changed over that very important 20-year period of development, but also the prominence those devices had in our lives.
Oh, absolutely, or even things that supported the devices. So one of the things that I've been thinking a lot about is the computer desk, which is a piece of furniture that we don't really see anymore, but anybody that used a computer in the 1990s had one. You bought it at a computer store, which was a thing then too. It was this very specific kind of furniture. They're probably all mostly thrown in the trash because they weren't really meant to last. So it's really about our relationships to technology more than certainly Law & Order itself.
Now, Law & Order started in 1990, and right from the very beginning, there were computers there as backdrops to the action that was going on in the series. But from what I've read, it was quite a way in before those computers were actually turned on, before you actually saw people starting to use them in any meaningful way. Is that correct?
Right. So the first computer does show up in the first episode, but it's in the background. It's maybe a handful of frames of the whole episode. It takes 9 episodes until the first computer is turned on. And really for the first half of the show's run, the first 10 years, computers are mostly in the background and they're mostly turned off. So that's the kind of detail that you can pick out. Like, I remember, of course, you would turn off this thing when you were done using it because you didn't use it that much. You come to it for a specific task and now they're on constantly. And they sort of make this leap across the room onto the front of somebody's desk. I think it's in season 5 that they finally cross that threshold, which is really surprising. And they become, of course, more and more prominent in storylines along the way. Not only was I taking screenshots of computers, but also recording quotations, people talking about computers, so interesting quotes and things like that, which also reflect more of an interest in the storylines about computers, hacking, games, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, the transition from these clunky big old monitors to laptops and things like that. And then by the end of the show, we see this rise of the iPhone and Blackberries and things like that. Though they don't play as much of a role as I was expecting. I think there's other shows that have more almost a sci-fi sort of take on technology where tablets and gestural interfaces and things play more of a role. Law & Order ends up being, I think, more accurate, more gritty, sort of. They're maybe a year or two behind on the technology because it's mostly, government offices and things like that.
And that was one of the interesting things about the Law & Order program, wasn't it? That it very much in a way reflected the issues that were occurring in the United States at the time. It was very contemporary in that sense.
Absolutely. I mean, I like to think that it reflects both our fascinations and our fears about things. So we see the police engage hackers in a positive way where they're helping them out. And then we see other things like certainly social media. The show really reflects this kind of fear or worry about what those interactions might be. Online commerce, especially this kind of networked or online sort of things. I think the show really does reflect a lot of the anxiety we had about those technologies. I got very lucky in that case. You know, the show has this perfect format, and it happens to align with this kind of perfect time for it. Somebody had asked me, would there be other shows that somebody could look at and do a similar kind of analysis? And I really don't, I can't think of anything else that would be situated for this particular investigation, though, you know, you might be able to watch a show like, I don't know, The Office or Battlestar Galactica and find a completely different trajectory through it.
Now, I'm sure some people are going to be interested not just in your research, but how you actually went about capturing these images, taking these screenshots. 456 episodes of Law and Order. Take us through your research method. How long did it take?
It took a year and a half, and I was watching actually at 150% speed through the whole thing. I think there's like 120 DVDs worth of show. And, you know, binge watching at this kind of magnitude requires specialized hardware. And so I built sort of touch sensor bar that I could reach out and hit with my hand, and it would pause the video and take five screenshots automatically. Wrote some software as well that kind of handles a lot of that stuff. So, you know, with that many images, it really required a lot of planning ahead of time to be able to deal with that amount of data. You know, each one of the images is tagged with the season and episode number and the exact time in the episode, so somebody could recreate or go back into the episode and find that same image.
And all of those images, all of those screenshots are now up there online for people to see if they want to go and see them. How do you expect that they will be used? I mean, what's the future value of this research?
You know, I think that's a great question. And as someone who identifies as an artist, I like that I don't really know the answer to that. I know that I find things through this archive that we can pull out about our relationships to technology, about the kind of spaces we use computers in or these kinds of technologies. I think there's a lot of other things that could be pulled out from the show or even from the archive I've put together. And I like that it asks us to find things in it rather than kind of give us a definitive, this is what computers on Law and Order tells us.
But would you do it again?
Would I do it again? I think you might have to ask me again in a few months.
Jeff Thompson, thank you very much for joining us on Future Tense.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And I should just mention that there's a link to Assistant Professor Thompson's work on our website. It was supported with funding from Rhizome, a non-profit arts organisation that supports and provides platforms for new media art.